get the balance into your space in the bottom speaker. This is a chat tool. It is a very nice cultural message space that it takes. There was time to get a video which is about the substitute areas of the positions, but please do it. So you have that. And this is for all of the organizers. But some information about this is that the past 24 years is very much inspired. Now you have a really strong computer technical
I'm just going to pour it outside and I'm just going to grab it.
Come back to you, toaster.
Jesus would have been sent to America around the table, but he had never met John Philip. He was assistant pastor from a church in the country in Romania, and God called him to the Philippines, where he planted a church in 3 years, from 300 members, about 5 acres, and then he was a sanctuary. Next year, the youngster is Johnson Brogan. He was an Iranian. He was a pastor of the Iranian Pentecostal Church in Copenhagen, Denmark. And he read that there are 20,000 Iranians living in Phoenix without the gospel witness. He said, when I read that, I told him, God called us to Phoenix. And he has planted two Persian language Pentecostal churches in Phoenix, Arizona. In the back, it's on the Marshall Islands, also some years of history. Another city thanks to him is history, really. John Brogy from Indonesia. He was the first ordained Episcopal pastor in the United States, representing the largest Muslim country in the world. And think about the strategy of the Holy Spirit to animate disciples and make it in America and expand the opportunity to preach the gospel to the world's largest Muslim country. Amen. And John and I are here this year on Ray Tim Lopez, who is our best friend, and our spiritual resources and opportunity and advocate for their ministry. Tucson, Arizona, has over 15,000 Muslims living there. And God sent a man from Egypt to reach them there. But usually a family like that, with all the news about Islamic terrorism and Muslims and all that, what can't be that that family has a kind of presence? Well, I think that you have to have this missionary family. Careful about jumping to conclusions about what God did to people. And there are really big Muslims in Tucson, Arizona. They had purchased the building. They had a Saudi tent for fellowship. You know, right across the street, right across the Gateway Boulevard, from a mosque in Tucson, Arizona. And every week, they welcome new Muslim Arab immigrants into their ministry. People from Iraq, Iran, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and through friendship of evangelism, we are winning souls to Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Mr. Muslims in Tucson. Here's another brother. We're here a radicalized Palestinian Muslim from Jerusalem. His brother had been shot and killed by the Israeli army. He came to America, and he knew America was supposed to be a Christian country. And so he started on a search, and he didn't call me. He said, I wish somebody would tell me about what Christians believe. And he started something that went on for months. Every Sunday, he would go pull into a church parking lot down in the Dallas, Texas area, and he would just pull. And somebody would come over to him on his park there and tell him about Christianity. He didn't want to go to the church. I shouldn't have to go ask them. They should go and tell me. A radicalized Muslim in Jerusalem. In fact, one day he parked in an Assembly Baptist church parking lot and didn't come to the church. So I'm sitting there and sharing the gospel with him. Welcome to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Spirit of the Holy Spirit and calls him to the ministry and teaches him how to be nationally appointed U.S. missionary. Praise the Lord. David Chapman. Doing tremendous ministry in the Seattle, Washington area, producing major ministry centers, reaching Muslims all over the world, as well as in the United States. Yet, I shared with David that one of Israelism last year that there was a Christian Messianic Pentecostal Church in Seattle. I said, David, how would you like to go with me to this Russian Messianic Pentecostal Church? And here's a former radical Muslim that I went with you. And as we sat in the worship time, as the Jewish leaders were leading us to worship, it just and to make a conference unto the devil, Shalom, Shalom, Hebrew, Arabic, for peace. But they brought together a Mozart once an 8-year-old girl to this point in celebration of this Shalom, Shalom, and this is a reminder that Bill Clinton had a big conference, Joe Bush had a big Carter, who was all the presidents, trying to put Muslims and Jews together, Arabs and Jews together. That was the world does not have the power to do. The church has the power to do. The church has the power to reconcile all people. And it's just a wonderful fellowship line. The worship was led by a former Israeli army officer. The most powerful testimony he gave was a former revolutionary guard, which is Saddam Hussein in Iraq, who had found Christ while wandering in Turkey and bought him dreams and visions that God was doing all over the world. And wait in my soldier, the dreams and visions never saved them, Paul, and we bring them up. And we need to hear the words of God from the witness and write that city. Christ did with this the consistent point that God is doing. That's why we have the power to be witnesses. This is the Israeli army officer hunting. The former Iraqi army officer, and the enemies affected in Christ, they're one. And so we see Jewish leaders, native leaders, praying and blessing one another. What did that do? Keep on going. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Okay, this is a quick testimony from the Lord. This is just, there are miracles happening in America. There are miracles happening through missionaries that work in America. Thank God for the miracles that are happening around the world. But there's miracles happening right in this country. God is doing great things. Here's one example from New York City. In Brooklyn, which is the main population area for Jews and Russian Jewish immigrants, and pretty radical people. We have our intermissionary family, the Indian parents, Don and Lisa Jarosi, and called to reach Russian Jews in Brooklyn. And here it is on the sidewalk, not too far from Coney Island. We'll just give you a block of money. It's very famous, but the Indians believe the hot dogs there. And they're reaching out to Russian Jews. They're in the area, and what they're doing is for 10 years, this sign has been on the side of a building where thousands and thousands of Russian Jews pass every day. But the sign says in Russian, yes, can't no Jew believe in Jesus Christ? Of course not. For information on that, please call. It's an information on the sign. Because Russian Jews were coming to the Lord. They saw that sign for 10 years, and finally, right after Yom Kippur, like yesterday was Yom Kippur, they got incensed. There's been about 10 or 12 believers that have been in front of that building, and he blew his chalk bar of the Lord against that sign, called on the name of the Lord, and said, that sign has been there long enough. Why don't we ask you to take that sign down? And they left. I've seen it immediately. 6 days later, one of those believers called upon him, Don, John, to see the newspaper this morning. That's what New York Times. Trump believes in the Metropolitan Council, he's in the middle of the middle of the airport. 6 days after prayer, God's father was a New York City fire department chief. So God went to talk with him. He said, please find out what happened. And so Don dealt the topic to City is. That is a New York City apartment building filled, crowded with Russian capitalists. Who's coming to the building? Listen. And that God remembers mercy. Not one person was even hurt. Hallelujah. But the sun came down. Anything in Moscow, in Moscow,
Song is